We now join our voices and our hearts in the prayers of the church. We pray. Lord Jesus, we pray for those who feel forgotten or isolated, especially in disrupting times such as these. We pray for those who are imprisoned or exiled, people with long-term illnesses in hospitals and nursing homes, and for those who must stay inside because of the current pandemic. Lord, today we especially pray for our own sick and homebound members at peace, for Fran, Dixie, Jenny, Dawn, Peggy, Gary, Terry, and Ida Faye, and those who are sick, as well as those who have asked for prayers of thanks. Kai, Bev, Haley, Forrest, Kylie, Sandy, Cassidy, Dylan, Roman, Svenja, Addie, Anita, Andrew, Kayla, Tom, Chuck, Holly, Ann, Julie, Rich, Peggy and Dawn, Caroline, Bob, Cheryl, Wesley, Cameron and Trey, Brian, Janny, the family of Gary Haynes as they mourn his death, and also the family of Elsa Peterson mourning her death this last week. We pray for those who are experiencing loss and changes in employment, and also for Irene, who is in the hospital struggling with pneumonia. And finally, we give thanks for the new gift of life, the blessing of a great-granddaughter, Shiloh, to John and Lucy Leach. Assure them of your presence and move your people to care for them in love and so follow your example. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Holy Spirit, we pray for the church wherever people gather, whether in person or online, where the church is persecuted, give courage. Where it is growing, open doors of opportunity. Where it is asleep, awaken its members to lead with zeal. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, over all, we pray for those who tend fields and flocks, who make and distribute goods and services, who protect and defend communities and nations, who heal and care for the ill and dying. Give them eyes to see their callings as ministries from your gracious hand. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Triune God, we pray for people who do not know Jesus as Lord, who wander about the truth of your word, and whose faith has grown cold, or who have unanswered questions in the face of today's challenges. Grant them sure faith and remind them of your great love, promised for ages and fulfilled in the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. These and any other things you would have us ask of you this day, grant to us for the sake of your bitter sufferings and death of your Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.